Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I am small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about Dr. Bill Dunkelberg being back on the show. Bill is a professor of economics at Temple University, a longtime fixture there, an icon there at Temple. He is, but for almost that long, he's been the chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB. He's been producing the Survey of Economic Conditions, for something under 50 years, probably closer to 37 or 38 years. And so his work is the gold standard, folks, when it comes to surveying small businesses about what they're experiencing, what you are experiencing in the marketplace. And every month we're the happy beneficiaries of his work. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Hey, always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back, and it was great to have lunch with you a week or so ago when I was in Philadelphia. Thank you for taking the time. That was nice to see you again.
Well, you're welcome. It was a nice sunny day, at least, so you got to see the city with sunshine on.
It was great, yeah, up in the Pyramid Club, and you even bought. Thank you. I'm not used to that. Usually I have to buy.
I'll remember that.
I know you will. I'm sure you will. I enjoyed it very much, though. Thanks for taking the time. Bill, we've got good news in most of your report in terms of the trend, but the numbers are still bad news, aren't they?
Yeah, that's really the deal. I guess the good news is the index went up, and it's at the highest level we've seen in 3 years since actually the November-December readings at the peak of the economy back in 2007. So that's the good news. The bad news is it's still only around 94, which is way off the average. And for a strong recovery, we should be looking at, 105, 106, 107 on the index. And
right.
So we're way off of that. And that's the sad part. So that was the bad news. So we just haven't had that oomph yet. There's been no, as they say, exuberance in our recovery here.
Well, it's really troubling, and it's kind of gotten to the point, Bill, where it's even though the progress is happening, it seems to be so slow that it's almost, I actually worry that people are starting to get tired and demoralized. I warned my audience 2 years ago. And I said, this is going to be an M recovery. M stands for marathon. Set yourself into a pace. Establish a pace that you can sustain, because this is not going to be a 1 miler or even a 10 miler. This is going to be a full 26 mile race. What do you think, Bill?
Yeah, I think that's probably a good characterization. Officially, the recession ended in June of 2009, and that was that's pretty far in the rearview mirror already.
Right. Now, almost 2 years.
It's true the economy has started growing in the third and fourth quarters of 2009, but except for one really spectacular quarter when we grew around 5%, it's been a real crawl. It's not been fast at all.
Well, and let's incorporate the labor as we talk about this. Let's incorporate the labor issue in there, because what you said was that the And you had told me, you gave me a little peek in this thing when we met in a couple of weeks ago in Philly, that your labor, regardless of what the national labor numbers show, the small business labor numbers weren't too good this time.
Yeah, exactly. It showed that we really didn't create any net new jobs on Main Street, at least for the existing firms that are out there. Obviously, new firms always create some new jobs.
But there are not that many of those these days.
It doesn't look like it. It looks like there's probably more terminations right now than there are starts,
yeah,
which is unfortunate. But so we really didn't see any job growth there. And it was kind of telling, because we looked at the output for the fourth quarter. That is all the stuff that we make in America. They call it gross domestic product. And it was actually about 40 billion, 20, 30, 40 billion larger than at the peak in 2007.
Yeah.
So we're back making as much stuff, at least in terms of its value,
right,
as we were back at the peak. But we employ 7 million fewer people than we did back at the peak. So we're making the same amount of stuff, 7 million fewer workers. And
that's a paradigm. That's a paradigm shift for America, isn't it, Bill? And I want to talk about that when we come back. Folks, when I say paradigm shift, what I'm saying is we're learning how, America is learning how to grow the economy at a reasonably acceptable rate with fewer people. And that's a shift it's a scenario we've not been used to. And the tough times have created this and through the crucible of the tough times. And we're going to talk about this and other indicators that Bill has in his report right after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.